Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our guy, John Heyman. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
You know, the Cubs have hired a hitting coach, and we were talking about Anthony Iaposi before the break here and discussing how this is going to change things. And meanwhile, Chili Davis on the way out spoke to our guy Gordon Whitmire over at the Sun-Times and basically said that he had a hard time getting through to millennials and kind of blamed it on a generation, didn't mean to. But the only guy he talked about specifically was Ben Zobrist, and I don't know anyone that doesn't like Ben Zobrist. But the rest of these guys, it seems like the Cubs have admitted they made a mistake by firing John Mailey.
It does seem that way, right? Right. Mailey was from the organization. Iaposi from the organization. So they're close. They're similar type hitting coaches, and yeah, they've gone kind of back to where they were. Mailey obviously has that job now with Philly, so they're not getting him. So it does seem like they're admitting a mistake. I would agree with you on that analysis.
Would you read into that, John, as a statement to Joe Maddon? What does it say about the front offices? You know, is this a power play? How would you interpret it?
I'm not sure that I would read too much into that. I think we know the situation now, and it is that there is some tension between the front office and Maddon. You know, that all could be solved with a big year next year. You know, obviously they won 95 games this year, and the tension, I believe, from what I'm told, still exists. Maddon's coming back. He's not getting an extension. He's coming in as a lame duck. I think that tells you a lot. You know, you've got an accomplished manager who was the first Cubs manager to win a World Series in 108 years. Not getting an extension, I think that pretty much confirms that there is tension going in, and there will be some drama. They're going to obviously try to limit that drama going into the year. They're not going to like that. They're going to deny that it's bad and maybe isn't so bad, but there's certainly some tension. I think that's fair to say at this point.
Would there be more tension if they were to run out Jim Hickey? The thinking now is that if they want to get rid of Joe, is it that hard to do if that's what they really want to do?
Well, I don't know that that they would run out Jim Hickey. Jim Hickey's a pretty good hitting, a pretty good pitching coach. Yeah, I understand that was a Maddon guy from Tampa, but I mean, you know, I don't think you know at this stage you need to send warning shots if they decide that you know, they don't want to bring back Joe Maddon next year or whenever. They'll have to make that decision, but you know, I think that'd be rude to use people as pawns. I don't know that that's the case. I think they legitimately felt that Iaposi is going to do better than Chili Davis did. And I love Chili Davis personally, but obviously the stat that Kampka gave you, you guys knew 39 times. Yeah. They got zero or one runs. Second half, they did not walk as much. They hit the ball on the ground a lot, as Theo pointed out. I mean, it was reasonable to make a change, and Chili Davis kind of admitted that himself. But, you know, Jim Hickey's a pretty well-established, long-time pitching coach. I don't know that he's going to get in the middle of this or not, but
John,
there is some issue going on right now.
Excuse me. Yeah, our Bruce Levine has reported, and some other sources have, that Jason McLeod is in the mix out in San Francisco for the vacant GM post, and that would be somebody who – has played such a large role in this Cub run here that, you know, I think people tend to overlook his value to the franchise. Where does that stand, and how big of a loss would that be?
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a loss. He obviously has done a great job with the drafting of players over the years. The Cubs' drafting has been excellent. Obviously, Bryant, Schwarber, Happ, they do not waste their first rounders. It's been very, very good. In terms of what the Giants are doing, my understanding just generally is that they've been frustrated by some turndowns. People look at that as a job that is very attractive. People may be leery of the Mets, certainly of the Orioles, but the Giants have won three World Series, but you know, I think these GM jobs are very tough. There's a lot of pressure. Obviously, the money is greater. But one thing about McLeod is he's been a guy who has turned down places in the past. Now, he's been a Californian, so I believe he's from San Diego. Maybe this job would be more appealing to him than some others, and maybe he'd be willing to do it ultimately. But my understanding is they've been frustrated by turn downs. We will see some other names they've heard out there. Also connected to Theo, I believe, right? The Red Sox guy, Emil Saude, from Arizona. Then we've got somebody from Tampa, so that connected to Joe Maddon, Chaim Bloom. So, again, we got a Theo Maddon thing going on out there.
It's interesting to see the Brewers take a 2-1 lead over the Dodgers, winning in L.A. Last night. And Craig Counsell, you know, you could argue that he really blundered in game two, and that's a mistake to take a pitcher out that early. And then obviously the bullpen, we saw that the first two games, basically the Dodgers getting to the bullpen. Did he learn something? Are we watching a guy get better as a manager? Is that an oversell?
Yeah, I think that's probably an oversell. I think Craig Counsell knows what he's doing. They've gotten where they are with a $100 million payroll. So, I mean, a lot of that's the front office. They did a great job. Obviously, their bullpen is fantastic, and now we are in the era of bullpenning. The depth is also fantastic. I think they and the Dodgers probably have the best depth in the league. So, I think that obviously David Stearns has done a fantastic job. I think in terms of last night, I heard the announcers criticizing Hader coming in the game. To me, 4-0 is not that safe. So with Hader having had 2 days off following his 3-inning appearance, I would have said that Hader should be used, and you need to win this game to go up 2-1. It's kind of a big game. I mean, I understand it's not a must-win game. The one I wasn't sure about was only 1/3 of an inning for Soria and then having Jeffress close. And I've already covered 4 Brewers playoffs games, and Jeffress was bad in every one of them. He's had a really good year, but obviously he's struggling right now. Even 4-0, I wouldn't be sure that that would be the guy that I would close it out. It did work, so it paid off. If anything, I would have gone longer with Hader and ensured that win yesterday, or use Soria more or something else. So that I would have done differently. And I would have said Miley should stay longer. I think the Dodgers people were relieved that he came out. So I do think that one was a mistake. But you got to give Counsell credit overall. I mean, their bullpen usage has gotten them where they are right now with a limited payroll, and they're in good position. So, I understand we're all super critical at this time of any mistake and of any manager, and that's what makes that a tough job. But I think Craig Counsell's done a very, very good job.
He's been tremendous, absolutely. In the other league, John, in the other series, Red Sox finally won a game that David Price started, even though he got a little bit of an early hook. But I think that you look at that series as it shifts to Houston, Chris Sale's availability might be in doubt. Obviously, he's released from the hospital, had the virus that kept him overnight. His velocity was down in his last start. What do you expect him to contribute the rest of this series, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, they say he's okay, so I mean, I'll have to take their word for it. I don't know. I'm not there, and even if I am, I'm not sure they would tell me. And so I mean, it's a wild card. It's definitely a concern. There are concerns about the Red Sox. I'm still concerned about the bullpen. Obviously, Kimbrel has struggled, and we know that the bridge to Kimbrel has been an issue. Although it's been very, very good, somehow they've gotten some very good performances from Barnes and some others that maybe we all didn't expect, but there seems to be a lot more concern about the Red Sox than the Astros right now. And I think that's fair to say. I think the Astros are the favorite. They're the most solid team. They're probably the best team. And that pitching, they throw somebody great out there all the time. And they also probably have the best bullpen right now, even better than the Brewers. So the Astros are in great position for a team that's playing another team that won, what was it, 108 games, 110? I can't remember.
108,
pretty good.
It is really weird, the Chris Sale thing, right? I mean, released from the hospital and everything. It's just kind of, I know he had a stomach virus or something. Any ideas on and have you heard any? Did he get some bad sushi? What the hell?
I don't know what is what went wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say let's be optimistic and say that they're just being very cautious. Most of us don't go to the hospital when we have a
right.
virus, so I'm going to say that because it's Chris Sale, he's treated more carefully than the rest of us, and that's why he was in the hospital. But it certainly is a little bit alarming that you go to the hospital and stay overnight. I'm with you on that one. That does not sound good to me.
And you look at him, he couldn't have eaten anything wrong because he couldn't have eaten anything.
I always marvel at that, how he's thinner and thinner. We should all take a tip from him. It's amazing.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I mean, I think they say that most people gain a pound a year, and I think that's
not him.
Probably true for me and most people. No, he loses a pound a year. It's amazing.
Before we let you go, John, we heard last David Ross was a guy mentioned in relation to the Twins job, the opening at their manager job. What's the latest there, if you have anything?
Well, he fits the prototype. He's definitely the right personality. To get a job now, you know, no, not much experience, great personality, would be great with the media, workable with the front office. I'm not shocked. He was on my list of 57 managers. Just about all of them are getting interviews now, it seems like. You know, the names I heard with the Twins were Hensley Mullins, though, Joe Espada, Rocco Baldelli, and their current bench coach, Derek Shelton. Those are the early names, but it wouldn't shock me if David Ross got a job or even that job.
A.J. Pierzynski told us that he'd be willing to do it. Is he on
Is
he on your
57? Well, you know what? A.J. Pierzynski is a very good announcer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Does he work nice with
He's
others?
He's kind of a love him or hate him kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
totally
I think
true.
Ross is a love him kind of guy. So
yeah.
That's the kind that gets the jobs right now.
Ozzie Guillen once said that that A.J. is a guy that you hate when you're playing against him, and when you have him,
right.
you hate him less.
Exactly. That fits. I don't know. Talk to Jake Peavy about all this. He'd have the best opinion.
Shake him off. All right, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, buddy.
Good
Take
stuff.
Care. That is our guy, John Heyman, MLB Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.